Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right. As we take a look at some of the new polling data from ABC News, Washington Post, it shows that the nation is not necessarily enamored of Democrats right now. And here to tell us a little bit more about what these numbers look like and what they could indicate for the midterm elections next year, ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. I'm not enamored is an understatement.
Right.
We're looking at a number, basic number, 41% approval for Joe Biden, 53% disapproval. Those are down in Donald Trump territory. You know, Donald Trump in 4 years never broke 50%. He consistently polled worse than any president in modern polling. And Biden's numbers are getting down into that kind of territory. And we're, you know, we're used to the high polarization in American politics. You know, Republicans never liked Biden, never will. We understand that. But what's dragging Biden down are independents and to some extent even Democrats. In our most, you know, earlier Biden's approval rating among Democrats was 94%. It's down to 80 in our poll, and 16% of Democrats disapprove. And that's really what's dragging these numbers down. And, you know, there are many factors here that are coming together. The inflation is critical because, as you and I've talked before, inflation is one of those issues that it affects every single person who's listening to us every single day. Even if you're not buying gas, you're seeing those signs on the gas pump, $3.30, $3.40, $3.50. It's scary. Plus, you have the lingering effects of the virus. People's still lives are still distorted. They're not back to normal. So you have this bad mood, and this bad mood is pulling down Biden's numbers. And even Democrats, on the edges at least, Paul, are not just saying I'm in a bad mood. To be completely honest here, I think there's a growing questioning. I don't think it's a conviction. I don't think it's a decision. I think it's a questioning about how competent Biden really is.
That certainly has got to be a concern heading into the midterms next year, and really looking at, you know, we're only less than a year into this Biden presidency. I mean, what does that hold for the rest of his term?
Nothing good. Yeah. I mean, this is one of the reasons why the Democrats have been so desperate to pass these two bills you and I have talked about over the last few months, because they know that this is probably the last window of really productive legislative time for the Democrats, not just in the first 2 years of Biden's administration, but probably for the entire first term, because it's almost certain, you know, Democrats' margins in the Senate and House very narrow. They might have a chance of keeping the Senate because the terrain is favorable there. But in the House, you have three factors that are predicting gloom for the Democrats. One is just history. We know that history shows that the president's party almost always loses, and loses big in the first off-year election. I covered Ronald Reagan in 1980. The man could not have been more popular. Yet 2 years later, Republicans lost 26 seats in the House. And that's history tells that, but there are two other factors. Republicans in many more states than Democrats, Paul, control the redistricting process. That means they can draw districts that are much more favorable to Republicans. And Democrats suffer, and Michigan is a good example of this. They suffer what's sometimes called the big sort, where a lot of liberals move to the big cities. Mm-hmm. And so in and around the big cities in a state like Detroit, in a state like Michigan, Democrats will win a seat by 80%. But that leaves them vulnerable in these other districts. And Democrats just waste a lot of votes. You know, in 2016, the Democrats kept saying, well, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million. Right. That's because she won the state of California by 4 million. Right? They wasted all of those votes in California. And if they had just had a handful of them in Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania, Hillary Clinton would have been president. So the Democrats have history going against them. They have the structural problems going against them. They got a president who was losing popularity against them. there isn't a lot of good news out there for the Democrats.
No, there's not. You do a good job of spelling out what the problems are for the Democrats. Is there a way they can rebound next year and sure. try and correct some of this?
Yes. I mean, if inflation goes back down, if the economy continues to produce more jobs and people are getting paid more, Biden comes across as a more thoughtful and competent leader. I don't think anybody ever expected Biden to be an inspirational leader. We're not dealing with Ronald Reagan or Barack yeah. Obama here, right? But we're dealing with someone who has spent 36 years on Capitol Hill. You got to remember these bills, this bill that just passed, the infrastructure bill, more than $1 trillion. One of the reasons why it's popular, we ask people, are you in favor of this bill? 63% say yes. But it hasn't had any impact in anybody's life right now, right, Paul?
Right, right.
People listening to us right now, COVID has an impact this morning. Inflation has an impact this morning. This bill in Washington, Zippo. A year from now, if they see roads getting better, if they see people getting hired on construction jobs, if they see an economy generating more money that circulates through their communities, sure, it could brighten for the Democrats. It's always a mistake to pronounce a final and definitive judgment a year before the election. Right now, however, all of these signs are running against the Dems.
Very interesting stuff, Steve. Always appreciate your analysis. Thanks for being with us today.
Sure.
Take care. Bye-bye.